This reading today from the book of Ephesians is one of my favorite parts of the Bible. And some of you may have heard me tell this story before. If so, I apologize, but I cannot hear these words. For this reason, I bow my knees before God, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name, without remembering. I'm sure it wasn't the first time I'd heard the words, but it was the first time I really heard them. And I was in Nairobi at the Mary Knoll Institute for Africanization. It was a place that trains people who will do missionary work in Africa into understanding the context of the Christian faith in Africa, and how to do a ministry work there. And I was sitting in a room with people from different countries in Europe, from the United States, from countries around Africa. And we were sitting together in a circle to worship and pray together. And we read this reading. And it just came home to me, the parent from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. And what that meant to be sitting in this circle of people who are Christians from all around the world, and to be looking at doing ministry in a place far from our homes for many of us, and then some who were there to welcome us and encourage us in our work. And it was just a beautiful moment of experiencing what that means to be a part of the global church and to be with our brothers and sisters in Christ. If you've heard Bishop Jim Gonia talk about our the Lutheran DNA, which we've had done at our church, and I've heard it many times now. One of the things that he says is a mark of ELCA Lutherans is that we are glocal. We are globally minded. We pay attention to what is happening around the world. We are part of the Lutheran World Federation. We support Lutheran World Relief that does development work all around the world. And at the same time, we support and immerse ourselves in the local ministries that help the people right here in our communities. And so our focus stays always with one eye to the world and the needs of the wider world, and one eye to our local needs. We always keep this awareness and support of both areas. And so today, as we are hearing the news from around the world, not only in our country, but how this coronavirus is affecting people around the world, as well as how people around the world are joining in protests and marches and in asking for equal rights, just as people here in the United States are, we remember again that our God is the creator and parent of all the people of the world, not just all the Christians, but of all nationalities, of all cultures and languages and races, that God is a part of all those groups of people in the world, and God loves all of this world that God has made. And so we too are called to look at how we can support and nurture understandings between peoples, how we can care for peoples who may be here in our small part of the world, but have come from far away, peoples who have different cultures than us, people who live differently, speak different language, and yet they are part of our family in God. I liked that Gabi said that we still have hope because God is with us, because we know that our church is not buildings. Our church is not only when we can gather and have the celebrations, as much as we love our time of fellowship and sharing coffee and singing together and receiving the bread from one another's hands. But that is not church. Church is each one of us being the people of God where we are. And that means all of us here in Albuquerque and all of us all around the world who are living as the followers of Christ around the world. And we have hope because we know God is with us. And we know that our God is able to accomplish abundantly, far more than all we can ask or imagine. God can use this time when we are struggling and anxious and we don't know what's going to happen next, God can use this time to form us, to shape us, to reach us, to care for us, and to bring us closer to God so that when we are back together in the ways that we know, maybe we'll have some different ministries look a little bit different in the way that we work together in our communities and in the way that we do our ministry together. So may we remember always that it is our God who gives us the hope that we have in our lives. Amen.